Tuesday night, Dalad Adar Aleph, Chodesh Halvavos, Shaar Yichud HaMaisa, Daf Kuf Pei Beis, around the middle of the column of the page. The Kach HaDavar, he was describing the Chazan or the Baal Kore, the Davins or Lanes, with worrying about how what the people will say about it. The Kach HaDavar B'chol Mishim Eskavim B'Tfiloso, and he brought down a story that he said someone said that the Achad Hasorim, one of the officers, said that I don't like it because it was obvious that that's what he was doing when he was davening. He wanted to know what people would say about him. If he would have been sincere in davening to Hashem, then it would have found favor in my eyes. The Kach HaDavar B'chol Mishim Eskavim B'Tfiloso, whoever's intention in davening is Limtzo Chein B'nei B'nei Adam, that the people should like it. Going Balei HaTfilo B'Tzibur, certain Chazonim, U'Balei HaChazonos B'Piyut U'Machadoshim, people that make up songs. So their songs, they're not making up songs to be Ma'orer, who he's talking about. It's a gray area. You can make up a song to praise Hashem. You can make up a song so that people should, I'm a big songwriter.
But to be more of the people to Hashem.
What?
But if someone makes up a song in order to help people, inspire people.
So that means he's doing it for Hashem.
Okay. Even though he's thinking about the people also.
He's worried about what Hashem will think about it. He's doing it as a. It might be a thin line. He's doing it to help people because that's Ratzon Hashem. His motivation is Hashem. His motivation is Ratzon Hashem. Not what people will say about him. That's what he's talking about now. In Moisum Atarosum Bekach Bnei Odom V'lo L'Shem Hashem Harei He Built Him His Kabels of Nei Hashem. So then Hashem doesn't like it. The Tomer Lo Od and. Oh, wait. Now he's going back to the Yetzer Hara. So, till now, again, in the last piece, it was almost a segue. He was talking about telling the Yetzer Hara you're not interested in people's kavod because it's fleeting, it doesn't mean anything. If they would only know what I had done, they wouldn't be praising me. And it just takes me away, looking for their praise just takes me away from my avodas Hashem. The Tomal Oud, you can tell you it's a horror even further. If I get the kavod in this world for what I have done, he went to buy something, he went to a store. Chavit Lignoso, Omele Yisicho, so someone said, that there lo, he said, there's no giving, I'll give him a good deal. Umale Ritzono, if he's Yutzanu Achosid, give him a break, he's a tzaddik. So the guy overheard it, the tzaddik. Omele Yisadik, he says, Eli Tzorch, but Viturcha, I don't need the guy should be Mavata me. I didn't ask for any reduction in the cost. What are you saying? No, he should reduce it to me to give me a break. I need Bossy Liknos from Chubba Mamoni, below Bedossi. That's a great line. I came to buy it with my money, not with my religion. Like, what? You can't put food on the table because you gave me a reduction because I'm a. The Seirev Liknos Mimenu Muma, he felt it was tainted. Anything else he buys there is going to be tainted now. The Konami Zuloso Shu Eni Odeya Olof. Umashi Hiskarta Binyan, and that which you said that you the Yetzirah, quoted me a Pasuk. Vasisi. Obviously, this is something that Hashem approves of, is inside of the schar. What happens if Hashem makes you rich? Doesn't mean you're supposed to want to become rich, and you're supposed to daven to become rich. Hashem makes some people wealthy. It's certainly great to be wealthy. It's a good thing. It's a schar, you know. So if someone has kavod, if Hashem said that I decree that this person should have kavod as schar, so far that's a schar. Is that kavod? They're not looking for that. They're not their purpose. Hashem Yisrael may be a sadar manik mehem ufisha yirtze lemisha yirtze man shemishmato, and to those that don't listen to him also.
Where is the, I'm not necessarily looking for a line, but before the Chavetz Chaim said basically you shouldn't do things to please people, but if you do everything rush on Hashem, Hashem will make it so. So if, how do you know in this type of instance that it wasn't Hashem that was helping you either get a good deal, even though you haven't asked for it? In other words, how do you tell?
You could. So it was Hashem, so you appreciate what he did for you. But you don't use, you're not supposed to use your good actions in order to accumulate like good deeds. You're not supposed to, that's not your purpose.
Agreed, but if
it happens, Hashem gives you schar, so you accept it humbly. Yeah, you accept it humbly. I mean, you have the Rashi and Chumash, let's say, that says that tzaddikim don't want to accept things because they supposedly deserved it, because they don't want their schar and olam habah to be diminished. That's what we learned. They'd rather have it, interestingly enough, as matnas chinam. Either they feel they don't deserve it, or they don't want to have deserved it, so they just want matnas chinam. But he said, kavod, Hashem might give you kavod. Kavod is a good thing. We know that. So Hashem might give it to you. We don't know why. It's beyond our limited understanding why Hashem gives some people kavod and some people not. It's not even consistent with tzaddikim. Sometimes big rishonim, people might have kavod. The only thing he said here in this now was it might be for olam haba. But really a fuller treatment of all the reasons is in Shar Bitachon. We have the whole list of possible reasons. Aval HaChasidim in Mosem Kansu Ndober V'Soshev Lo'ol, to answer him again more, Uma Erech Olam, I'll have covered in this world. V'Fili Yezichri Malo'o, let's say my reputation is all over the world. How long is a person alive for? So he's not going to last that long anyway to benefit of the kavod. Even if the whole world knows about him, how famous he is. He says, right away, I'm going to start wondering, am I going to get him? Right? Nathilius Barsim Bashmi, Koshkein, Shane Zichri Obibor, Philo Chelet Cotton, Michel Kayishim. Even a famous person, right? Maybe not everybody heard of him. Maybe. Yes, it depends. Nowadays, it swung the other way again. Everybody's famous for 15 minutes. That's Marshall McLuhan, right? Everybody's famous for 15 minutes. See, the Chayyavos would say, Enochlami, everybody could have heard about you, but only for a very short period of time. Being busy with people holding of you and giving you cover, for sure foolishness, not frumkeit issue. It's foolishness for chait mesuah mitzidi. Okay, we'll stop here. The next story is just too good. Mm-hmm.